Ollie Horgan, Finn Harps manager, a 5-1 defeat here in Tallaght. What are your thoughts on the game?
Look, 5-1 is 5-1 and there's no hiding place and you can make all the excuses in the world you want. I thought we started quite well. We conceded a poor goal. The penalty, I've watched it probably now 20 times without mixing my words, was a disgrace. That is not why we lost the game, though. But I think it needs to be addressed. It was a disgrace and he gave a booking on top of it. And to be fair to Aaron Green, who's, I suppose it's easy when you're on the winning side, but to be fair to Aaron, he's always been sporting. You know, he says no chance. But, you know, we were quite comfortable at 1-0, albeit 1-0. We had a number of chances, a number of set pieces on the counter. And then our own fault was from the concession of the penalty at the half time, we were brutal. And that's nowhere near good enough. Second half, I thought we were quite good. We had the better chances probably in the second half. And OK, we scored to get back to 4-1. We had a great chance to get back to 4-2. And God knows what would have happened. Although, you know, we're not saying that we deserved anything out of the game. We were comfortably beaten, comprehensively beaten. However, I have to mention the penalty for the second goal. It's difficult. It's difficult for me to mention it without, you know, maybe any loud talking or, you know, whatever. It's not good enough. And I said it to the referee and I asked him to look at it. I'm sure he will look at it, but I've no doubt.
Did he explain anything to you? Did you get a word with him afterwards?
At half time, to be fair to the fourth official, I said, we need to know. We need to tell our players why a player was booked and a penalty given. And he said he pushed him. But we looked at it from exactly the side of the pitch where our cameraman was at half time. There's no push. Unless he imagined it, unless he thought he was going to push and then, but am I clutching at straws at 5-1? It looks like I am. But it was a huge moment in the game at 1-0 down. We're quite comfortable. Never comfortable as in, you know, we're going to go win a game. The better side won, as I said, Oisin, and I'm not going making excuses. However, it does need to be stated that it was, okay, the score before 4-1. Let's put it that way, yeah. Okay?
Well, just to explain to people who haven't seen the incident, Ryan Rainey and Aaron Green went up for a ball across in your box. Yeah. They came together and the referee gave a penalty, but you're not entirely sure why.
No idea. Okay. Because we looked at the back, and to be fair to the Shamrock Rovers bench, and to be fair to Aaron Green, he's no idea. No, it wasn't like the ball hit the crossbar and there was a scramble. The ball went straight up in the air. It was going nowhere. You know, like, however, I don't want to take away from a very good Shamrock Rovers performance, and it's not like, oh God, Ollie, get over it. You know, we're beaten comprehensively. However, it certainly, there was a helping hand. I'm not saying we get anything out of it anyway. I'm not. But it just is, I just think it needs to be said that maybe we weren't good enough. We certainly weren't good enough from the penalty to half time. Neil Ferrugia getting down the right hand side twice and we were nowhere near it. But the referee wasn't good enough for the decision for the second goal either.
Let's talk about some positives. Yeah. Jamie Seage with his first for the club, formerly of Real Madrid. He was on the books there. He took his goal really well. Could have had a second one a couple of minutes later. He rattled the crossbar.
Yeah, and he had a great chance from a rebound at 4-0 down from Alemanis, where he put it straight over. Like, the sad part about it is we probably created more chances here than we ever did, but we've lost 5-1. You know, in other days, we've come up here over the years where we didn't have a chance and we lost 1-0, you know. And you don't, like, we had a cut off it. We tried to see, could we get something, you know, off it. And did that leave us too open? I'm not sure, but, you know, we from the penalty to half time, we were nowhere near good enough, and that really disappoints me. Second half and the initial first 25 minutes, I thought we were matched them quite well. I thought we had a number, we had loads of set pieces that we never ever get. That's not taking anything away from Shamrock Rovers. Let's be honest, if it was a tight game, they probably would have won it anyway, you know. But as I said for the third time, I think it needs to be stated that there might have been a helping hand along the way, but please God, that same referee might do us a turn between now and the end of the season. Although, let's be hopeful, all right?
Just before I let you go, you put some good phases of play together tonight, the same again last week. Does that suggest to you that you might be able to find the goals to fire yourselves out of this position? At the moment, you're bottom, but there's not much between you and UCD.
Look, I don't know. I mean, it's. I think it'll go to the last game. Well, we hope it'll go to the last game. You know, we don't want to fall away and have nothing to play for up to
but
the
are
last
you beginning
game.
To work better as a unit? We can see it at times tonight.
But
it's hard
to know. I mean, we came up here and lost 3-1, but absolutely hammered 3-1. We come up, that's about, what was that be, about 4 months ago? We've come up here tonight and played much better. But the scoreline tells you you've been beaten 5-1, so I'm not so sure, you know. But it's out of the lack of trying. A lot of lads, they're hugely disappointed with the result, as I am. But there's no one in there high five, and it hurts. It hurts all of them, and it hurts us, and in particular me. And but look, we keep going. We've no choice in it, and let's see what comes in the next couple of weeks, Oisin.
I don't think you play next weekend because of the cup. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That
well, I mean, it's hard to know. You know, I know probably now after being beaten 5-1, you'll say maybe it's a good thing, but. No, we were on a half decent run. We were one win, alas. Yeah. You'd be hoping the next one would be a win, but we need to pick up points to try and catch UCD because they're not going to take their foot off the pedal, Oisin. And you know, it's let's hope it goes to the last day and let's see where it goes then, Oisin.